So I'm not a chemist, and I just want to establish that at the get-go. I am not a chemist. And that's not necessarily relevant. I just like to let new strangers that I meet know that, you know, I'm not a chemist. Just set the bar low. I don't want you to expect me to come up with any chemical formulas or anything tonight. I'm just going to tell a little story about a job I had a long, long time ago, one of my first jobs. It was a place called the Orange Bowl. And the Orange Bowl was in Towson Mall. Now, this is before the four-story Towson Town Center Mecca shopping extravaganza that you know today. This is just a two-story mall, and that's all we had back then. Was two-story. I sound like a grandpa right now, like, back in my day, the malls only had two stories. We didn't have these big fancy-fangled malls with their four stories. Okay, grandpa, settle down. Like, they're just here to hear a story. They don't need to hear it. Well, they need to know the truth. Two stories for a mall. Okay. Anyway, so tucked away on the first floor of this Towson Mall was the Orange Bowl, which is like the Orange Julius, some of you may know more of. The Orange Bowl was a knockoff of that. Yeah, Lauren is. She's like, yeah, yeah, I got it. Amen, brother. So in the Orange, like the main dish there was this orange drink, like a slushy type of thing. Now, you know, nowadays they're more fancy. They have actually like real fruit and smoothies, you know, with like probiotics and whatever additives you want to add to make them healthy. This was like orange powder, which is basically orange sugar, you know, type of a thing, and just kind of like floated around like a little bubbly thing came up, and then it cascaded down the plastic, and that was this wonderful orange slushy. But here's the thing, you know, like any good food establishment that sold, you know, soft pretzels and ice cream and stuff like that, it was staffed by, you know, well-meaning, well-intentioned teenagers like myself. And so that night at the Orange Bowl, I was ready to close, and we had our closing like down to a science, you know, because we wanted to get out there by a certain time to go do the teenager things that we did. So, you know, we knew like, okay, you knock down the fryer, you clean down that, I'm going to mop the floor, whatever. So we're like well into our closing activities, and the owner just happened to stop in. And he didn't like work there or know anything about what we did, but he just thought, tonight I'm going to be an owner and just stop in and check on these kids and see how they're doing. So I mopped the floor with my usually, like, it was a nice sudsy ammonia-based cleaner, you know, and I'm sudsing it up, and I'm cleaning the floor. And he goes, Dave, this doesn't look, like, particularly clean. Like, I'd like to see a cleaner floor. And I was like, yeah, no problem, man. I'll just go over it again. Nope. He goes, no, no, no. I've got a better idea. What I'd like you to do is put some bleach in there. Right. Yeah. You know. So I go, okay, I'm not a chemist. But, like, I've heard that that's not a good idea. Dave, I told you to put the bleach in there. Put the bleach in there. Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure I heard that that's toxic. I don't think that that's a good idea to put ammonia and bleach, like, in the same area. He's like, Dave, if you want to keep your job, you're going to put that bleach in the ammonia solution. Okay. All right, I'm not going to lose my job over this. Like, and I don't even know if I'm right. I mean, at that time, you know what I mean? Like, again, I don't really know. I'm like, I think my mom told me that one time, but my mom's told me shit that's not true sometimes. So, like, yeah, okay. So I pour the bleach into the ammonia solution. Now, this is, like, way before. I'm kind of older. So this is, like, we didn't have Google. We didn't have smartphones. We didn't even really have cell phones, which is really a shame. Because had I been able to Google what happens when you mix ammonia and bleach? Yep, just rip that. It says, the bleach decomposes to form hydrochloric acid, which reacts with ammonia to form toxic chloramine fumes. First, the hydrochloric acid is formed. Second, the ammonia will change to chlorine gas, and it reacts to form chloramine, which is released as a toxic vapor. If ammonia is present, it gets better, in excess, toxic and potentially explosive liquid hydrogen may be formed. While impure hydrogen tends not to explode, it's still toxic. Thankfully, this was impure. It did not explode. So it can also boil and spray hot toxic liquids. So, woohoo, we got a party here in the Orange Bowl. And then there's like some steps for like what happens if this, you know, if you do this, call 911, get out of the area. But here's this little gem that I like. If you find someone who you think has mixed bleach and ammonia, chances are he or she will be unconscious. So we did not have Google. So I pour the bleach in there, and I put my mop in there, and I'm like, I'm going to show him. And I just start slopping it around, and like right around then, things get a little hazy. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the first thing that went was my eyes. Like, they start stinging, and I'm crying a little bit, which, you know, as a young man, I was a little self-conscious about, but I had no time to worry about my identity. I'm just like, oh, God, I can't see real good. And then the fumes take over, and it's just a cloud, and I get kind of tunnel vision. I just see the floor, the mop, like past regrets, future dreams all swirling around, and I'm not sure what's going on. And but one thing I did not see was my boss, because he was out of there. Like, the second there was trouble, he ran out. So I dropped the mop. I'm like finding my way through. I finally get out. My coworker Vicky and douchebag boss is standing out there. Sorry, that's not. And then and we're standing out there, and I'm like trying to get my grip. My throat at this point is totally burning. I'm pretty sure if the judicial system were different and like internal organs could sue the host body, I would have had the plaintiffs or like lungs, eyes, throat, everything against David Allen Reichley like the next day. But thankfully, I like calmed down for a second. And my boss looks at me and goes, "Listen, I gotta go. Make sure you clean that up." Like, that's what he says to me. He says, "Mitch, make sure you clean that up and take care of that." Not like, "I'm really sorry you tried to like tell me about this, but just clean that up." So, you know, finally, like, things calmed down, and I went back in and cleaned it up. And nobody passed out that night, which is good. We all survived. I don't think there's any permanent brain damage. Like, some of you know me better. Like, maybe like have something to say about that. But and I don't know what happened to him. Like, I really did not keep in touch with him. I'm guessing by his like scientific understanding, he's probably working for like the Texas School Board or like maybe a congressional like committee for like climate change. But anyway, that was my early childhood memory.